Hey, what's good, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. 12 days of Christmas album reviews. This is day 6. We are at the halfway mark. All right, me and Lou back in the saddle. We're reviewing Action Bronson, White Bronco, man. Here with me and Lou had to think about Bam Bam's latest album. Of course, if you're feeling what we're doing, do us a favor. It's going to help us out. Go to iTunes, leave a comment, give us 5 stars. Let us know what your favorite album review has been so far. Let us know which ones you hope we do before these 12 days of reviews are up. Either way, man, it helps us a lot, gets us a lot of looks on iTunes, man. So look, enjoy this episode, 12 Days of Christmas, man. Let's get it. We got a review. It's review time, man. Of course, it's your man, Animal Brown.
And I am ho, ho, ho.
You Santa Claus now?
Yes, I am St. Nicholas. Oh, I am the real St. Nick on Instagram and Twitter. And I am Spike Lou. We appreciate y'all joining us for the holiday time. Giving back to the on-deckers out there, man. We tried to do something new this year. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Yep, man.
Knee deep in our reviews.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, guys. We are doing reviews. This time it is Action Bronson. Your man's. It's Queens, baby. Facts. Let's go.
Facts.
Queens. Home. Home
relax,
where I'm from.
Relax, relax, son.
This relax, one's White son. Bronco. Relax, son. November 2nd, it dropped. Mm-hmm. We all know Action Bronson, man. Let's get straight to it. Let's what were your go. Expectations and listen to this White Bronco?
I thought this would be something that I could rock with because I am an Action Bronson fan. I wasn't looking for a single. I wasn't looking for him to go out there and have the club banger. I wasn't looking for anything that you were going to hear on the next 2K. But with that being said, Action Bronson has one of the strongest personalities in hip-hop today, and that comes off in his music. So my expectation was to be a reflection of everything that I see on Viceland, everything that I see online, the crowd surfing that you see, all of that stuff.
Ain't
the
no
fun.
Way he's crowd surfing.
Oh yeah, Action Bronson crowd surfing. And he doing belly flops on stage. You want to get slammed by Action Bronson, you can get on stage as a fan and get slammed.
That's pretty funny.
All of that stuff adds into the big personality in which the expectations that go with this album. He called it White Bronco. You see White Bronco, you think OJ.
Clearly.
Till you see the promo pics of him on the big ass white horse and then the white horse shitting, and it's just, it fits. So I was excited to hear the album just to see where Action Bronson would take this to. Arguably one of his bigger releases other than Blue Chip. So I was excited for it.
Yeah, and I immediately thought OJ.
Yeah.
If you just hear Bronco by itself,
that's a fact.
You forget it's a horse. You forget it's a football team. I'm going straight to OJ on the freeway.
Yep.
So for me, I've heard the Blue Chips projects. Mm-hmm. I've heard the Mr. Wonderful album, even the Rare Chandeliers mixtapes from a couple years ago. I know what I'm getting into when I listen to Action Bronson. It's going to be sample heavy. It's going to have slow to mid-tempo on the beats.
Yep.
And he's going to be funny as fuck. He's going to have creative bars. He's going to think outside the box.
Check.
I knew what I was getting into. And getting into my thoughts, I got exactly what I was looking for. Nothing more, nothing less. And I'm going to get on whether that's a good or a bad thing a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
His bars remind me of Eminem.
Eminem?
Yes.
And don't disrespect Bronson like that.
Don't disrespect the rap
Don't
God
disrespect
like that.
Action Bronson like that. The best white rapper living.
This is why I say that. Because he rhymes, first of all, he rhymes words that you don't necessarily expect him to do with, to rhyme with, and he doesn't, his bars aren't predictable. And so he says off the wall shit, but instead of rhyming about locking his wife up in the trunk like Eminem used to do, he's rhyming off jumping off boats ass naked. So like it's creative.
He's watching you other rappers from the Raptors like Sting.
There you go.
A lot of people gonna miss that. Shout out Jeff Easley. I always say at Jeff Easley because that's what his Twitter name say.
So. Yeah, you just like blazing motherfuckers now. You do this shit on the Facebook.
Change your
rap
Twitter
chat
name,
all the time.
Man. Change your fucking at names. Shit. Social media, we can see this stuff, y'all. I'm just reading what I see.
But no, the unpredictability is what jumps out to me every time I listen to him. I think it's safe to say he separated himself from the Ghostface comparisons at this point.
I'd agree. I would agree. I think that he has his own personality and his own lane, and it's like what you said. Going into this, you expect the slow, mellow beats, and that's my lane. I love that type of music, so that's why I was so excited for it. Harry Fraud did a majority of the production on this, and he bodied it.
He cold.
Harry Fraud and Action Bronson are like Mike and Pippen when they get together and do their thing. So I was definitely a fan of the whole tempo. What I thought stood out about the album was it wasn't too long, wasn't too short. 10 songs is perfect for nowadays. You're not trying to run that streaming waterfall, and you're not having these little small EPs so people keep listening to the same songs. 10 songs to me is perfect.
11.
Well, it must be a bonus or something. I seen the 10 song track. Yeah. But with that being said,
Apple Music, let's go.
Oh, get the fuck out. Tidal has 10 songs.
They got to step their shit.
With that being said, I just like how Action Bronson stays in his lane. It's like what you said. He's going to give you some funny stuff. He's going to slow it down. He's going to make sure that you hear what he's talking about. And he ain't going to try to go out of his way to catch a vibe. He ain't going to go out of his way to catch a single or make you or the Fairweather fan navigate to his music. I think he banks a lot on his personality. That raises the question to me, could he be bigger if he wasn't doing all these other things? If he didn't have the four Viceland shows and the world tours all the time, you think that he could be a bigger artist?
You just said he had a Viceland show and world tours all the time. How much bigger can...
But how many times you hear Action Bronson's name mentioned, like when you're talking about top rappers, and he got bars.
But you don't... See, that's the thing. In order to succeed in this game in 2018,
yeah,
you do not have to be mentioned with Kendrick, K.
That's
Cole
a fact. I'm talking about the credentials, though. Like, people do it for the credentials as well. It ain't all about
that's
the
true.
Bag. People may lie to you and say it's all about the bag. 2018, that's actually not true. People want to be accredited for their work.
That's a fact.
Right. So do you think that he would be more accredited for his rapping skills if he didn't do a lot more other things, if people didn't just chalk it up to all this Action Bronson?
Nah, because this is a niche lane that how he raps.
True.
This is very niche. You're not going to get a lot of hooks. You're not going to get any singles, like real traditional singles, which is what creates replay value and for most people. So no, I don't think so. I think actually the smartest play in the world was doing the cooking shows and all. That was brilliant. Actually, he was a chef before.
Yeah,
see, that's
before
the thing. It's authentic.
He know how to cook. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was cooking before he was rapping. So yeah, that actually makes more sense. That's probably more of a passion for him. And shit, if you get hit with shit like I just watched the Magic Johnson and Maverick Carter interview. Magic Johnson said his rookie year with the Lakers, he was thinking business ventures outside of the game.
Tough.
First year. So I'm with that. Action Bronson did the same thing, took that same path, and went left and got the cooking shows and doing all that shit early in the game. Mm-hmm. And because he knew that he was only going to go so far with this style.
That's true.
And it works.
It definitely works for him. Take away some of my favorite songs on here. Prince Charming, banger.
That's hard.
Mount Etna, really like that. And also Live from the Moon and Picasso's Ear.
Who could it be?
It's me.
Running down Brick Lane with a visible limp. And an alligator pimp king. Rubies where the eyes go.
Yeah.
Car so low, gotta drive it slow.
Yeah.
Black windows like me hiding ho. Fuck the 5-0. Unless we talking about the Sting.
Mustang.
Man, I'm just watching all these actors from the rafters like Sting. In the surveillance van. Fucking with computers like Ving. 100 milli, that's a light ting. Shoot him in the right wing. Don't wanna drink, don't wanna smoke, don't wanna smoke no more. Fucking stupid. Trying to do
okay.
All that
I think
shit.
That. Like I say, his vibe and the way that he sets a tone for the album and gets in there with Harry Fraud to me is like one of the top in the game. I would compare it to Rick Ross. I would compare it to people who, Currency, who like mold the whole album and they give you that dope-ass vibe throughout the whole album. I would put him up there with some of the top guys.
Yeah, my highlights are bars. Bars, bars, and bars.
Yes.
Let me give you guys a sample. I'm in the Amazon chewing on plants. Motherfuckers can't afford me. Plus, I'm in the middle of this orgy. I laughed out loud several times while listening to this, which does increase the replay value in an otherwise situation where I may not run a lot of these back.
Right.
I'll say it's the production is good. I've heard better, but it is good. It's good beats. And the song that has the most replay value is the one with the hook, and that's the one with ASAP Rocky, the swerve on it.
The style icon, about to get the dough like Taquan, beat the pythons. When I fuck, I like to leave the lights on. I'm just a piece of art, all these tattoos hidden under braces on my right arm. Shit, I need some Tiger Balm, I don't even like the song. Yeah, I skirt 9-11's better with that other one. Man, these pussies love to run, but they always run her up. I ain't with that funny stuff. Yeah, I'm about that money up. Leave him sunny up. Give him tummy tuck. Bronson always hit that fucking target. Never dummy luck. And he's fucking straight. feature, get your collar pop for 20 bucks. And I'm just focused on these hoes that's on the honey nuts. I swerve on them, skirt on them, swerve on them, swerve on them. High as fuck, your boy you almost hit the curb on them. Swerve on them, swerve on them, skirt on them. Looking like you need some help, throw a bird on them.
Had a funny feeling, you front.
That's probably one of my more favorite songs. More of a traditional radio. That's a close song. That's the closest thing to the radio he's going to get on this album. And I don't mean with like crossing over. I'm just saying that's a traditional rap song.
That makes sense. This is perfect Madden music. This is perfect if you're playing
the game.
This is
good Madden music.
Yeah, this is great Madden. Road trip. Throw it
I
on
can
the,
see that.
Throw it in there on a road trip. This
It'll
is
be
perfect
over with quickly.
For that. Yeah, it's going to be over quick. You ain't going to have to skip anything. You're going to let that ride
That's
through.
True.
You might get through like a little hour stretch or whatever. Maybe if it's not, it ain't going to be that long.
It's 27 minutes, people.
You can get through a good 50-mile stretch, and then you have to find you something else. But it's a nice little road trip starter offer.
What didn't you like? Is there anything on here that didn't resonate?
Action Bronson got to relax on putting his homeboys on. The Big Body Besses and the Mayhems. They funny on TV. Yeah. Big Body Bess is my boy. I fuck with him on the show. All of that. But you got to relax putting him in the booth. We cool off that. We cool off them. I'm good. So, like, leave your homeboys off of the tapes.
Nah, I feel that. Yeah, I'm good on them. Like you said, lead them to the TV.
Yeah, Big Body Bess and Mayhem, they better on Viceland.
That's a fact.
100%.
Please. My lowlights, even though it's only 27 minutes, dog, like the slow tempo on the beats, it gives it a slow burn a little bit.
Got a little long to you, pause.
Yeah, like it's not. It's mad music for sure, but it's not road trip music because everybody going to fall asleep in the wheel.
I said the beginning of the road trip though. You can't play that in the
when
middle.
Fresh.
Yeah, when you fresh, that'll set the tempo. You can kind of speed it up from there.
And it's tough. Like his style is original, but he doesn't step out of his own lane, so he doesn't take many risks. And this album again, it's the same 11 songs that you could argue are on Blue Chips. That you could argue, you could just pick any of his projects. It's the same 11. You can swap these 11 out for another 11. He doesn't take any risk, and that's
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nah, you're playing it safe. I get it. But it's just sometimes I just wish he would just do a little more. Like the ASAP Rocky song. That's an example of if can he get me 10 of those. With like hooks, so I could double back and listen to it more than just one time to laugh.
Do I want 10 of those though?
Yeah, I think he can make 10 of those though.
I think he can, but then I lose Action Bronson.
No, you would listen to it more. Bro, you're not going to listen to this, bro.
I'm listening to this on the way home.
No, you're not listening to this
ever
again.
Then I'm listening
to
it again when I get home.
And it's not saying that it's bad. It just doesn't have replay value. You can't run back any bars. You can't run back no hooks. The hooks would bring you in.
I can't
then you
run back
learn
no
the
hooks.
Bars from the hooks bringing you in. He doesn't have hooks.
I'm running the bars back strong, though. It's like you said, though. He got so many hidden bars in there that you listen to it and you laugh a couple of times. So then you go back and you're looking for those. If you into this type of music, like you said, like I like the slow tempo like this, so I'm going to go back and play it, listening to it, looking for those bars. I ain't necessarily there for the YFN hooks.
Would you listen to this or a new Ghostface?
This. Because it's going to be more up to date. And plus, I ain't the biggest Wu fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though.
How can you like this but not like Ghost? Though?
And here's why. Here's my biggest complaint about the people who champion Wu-Tang. I don't understand it. Like, I'm from the South. I don't get the rhetoric that they using and all that New York slang. And it's cool. It's fine that it goes over
it just
my
resonate.
Head. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fine that it goes over my head. That just don't hit home for me. And I can understand Action Bronson more as far as with his slang and terminology, the Sting reference, watching the rappers from the Raptors. Like, I get that because I was watching wrestling.
For sure.
I'm not a 5%er. Like, I don't know what Wu-Tang is talking about when they do all of that,
what's
dude.
The mathematics,
yeah, I don't know the mathematics. I don't know the sun and the moon. I don't know that. So when they start talking about that on the album, like it's over my head.
Oh shit! All right, what's your rating there, man? Go ahead and give it a number.
4 mics.
Oh my
Excuse
god!
Excuse me, 4 reels. I'm giving it 4 because I'm an Action Bronson fan. It came straight up to what I was looking for when it came, and 4 is slamming a definite satisfaction. That's how I feel about it. What you got? What you got?
This is 3.5 max dope, which is it's just dope.
Slamming, this is slamming.
Nah, it's dope. Slamming. Nah, it's a dope project. Yeah, check that out. You'll listen to it maybe 3-4 times maximum.
You said
and then
3.5. I said 4. You act like I gave the motherfucker 10 reels.
Nah, yeah, you jumped off the cliff with 4.
That's
4 is reserved for 15, 16 track albums that are repeatable multiple times.
I'm gonna go
for
fuck.
Me. All
right.
That's what I'm saying. So 3.5 reels. Y'all let us know what y'all think. Do us a favor. Go head over to Facebook. Jump in the Rap Chat group. Just search that. Search group. Search Rap Chat. Boom. There we go. We'll let you in. Tell us what you think of the Action Bronson White Bronco.
Yep. Also on IG and the Twitters at On Deck TV Podcast. We'll post the episodes there. We'll post the reviews there. You can comment and let us know what you think. How many reels do you give the brand new Action Bronson White Bronco? Let us know, man. We're giving this to you all December.
You heard it there, man. Holla.